And now, overlooking Scottsdale from high above in the Camelback Tower, Comerica Bank presents the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce Podcast. Local business leaders, business topics, events, and everything Scottsdale. Joining Dave today is CEO at Bloomrock Partners, Bertus Celia. And now, here's your host, a Scottsdale resident and Scottsdale business owner, plus a member of the Broadcasters Hall of Fame, the mayor, Dave Pratt.
Well, there's so much I want to talk to you about, but first, I have to get the pronunciation right, okay? I'm going to try my best. Bertus Celia.
Pretty close. Bertus Celia, yes.
So it's Bertus.
Yeah. Americans say Bertus, but it's Bertus in my language. But the Americans say Bertus, and it's Celia.
Is it English, or what is it? Where are you from?
I'm originally from South Africa. My first language is Afrikaans, so that's where it comes from.
All right. You know, chicks dig the accent. You know
that? Yeah.
All right. So now you're in Scottsdale, right?
Yes. I'm literally down the road from you guys.
Okay.
I'm also on Camelback down close to Hayden.
Okay. So how do you get from South Africa to Scottsdale, Arizona?
Oh, long story.
Is it?
Yeah. When I was 30 years old, I worked for an IT company in South Africa, and they had a position in the UK. So I moved with that company to the UK, and I worked in the UK for 7 years. But in the meantime, my boss from South Africa at that stage, she moved here to Scottsdale, Arizona to start with the IT company here. So after about 7 years in the UK, I just got a call from her all of a sudden and say, I have this position in America. Are you interested?
Not just America, but Arizona.
What? Yeah.
Had you ever even heard of Arizona before?
Never. She gave me a choice between Michigan and Arizona. So after I saw the weather in Michigan, I decided, you know, I'm rather going to go with the Arizona. I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy I did that.
See, this is perfect for the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce show, because I'm sure the chamber, they pride themselves on the weather all the time. What month did she contact you to give you the choice between Michigan and Arizona?
So at that stage, it was about July, and my first visit here was end of September. So the timing was quite good. At that stage, I had a good comparison between Michigan and Arizona. And
all right, we have you now.
Yes.
Have you grown to be accustomed to Arizona? Do you love it here?
I love Arizona. I love everything about Arizona. I love the weather. I love how many outdoor things there is to do. Mm-hmm. The people are from everywhere. So it's really like a nice cosmopolitan city.
So I have so many questions about your business. And I know you're the CEO of Bloomrock. In order to prepare for this interview, I went on your website, and there's so much information, and you have so many different services. I'm not even going to make the attempt. Instead, I'm going to let you lead the way. Describe Bloomrock to the new guy here.
Okay. We are a business advisor company, and we go in and assist companies, whether it's small companies right through to enterprise companies. We assist them in finding cost savings. But the way we do it is we apply technology to everything that we do. We focus purely on outside supplier spend. We don't touch the employee cost of our clients. We feel that the employee cost and the revenue of our clients is their sacred area, and they need to grow their revenue and manage the employees. We try to take care of everything around that, utilizing technology. Like, for instance, we have a great service where we bring big data analytics to our clients, where we go in and analyze all of the expenditure against a $6 trillion spent in the market with over 10 million companies to go find them the best rates in the market. And we look at typically your outside suppliers, like your utilities, waste management, energy cost, all of that outside cost that most companies really don't have the time or the energy to go deal with. But that's where we come in, and we deal with that for them by going in, negotiating the base rates for them, and then implementing those rates for them and helping them being much more profitable.
Most companies may not realize how much they're overspending.
Absolutely. Most companies doesn't, because let's say, for instance, you have a cell phone company that provides a service to you and you have 20 employees at $100 a month. You don't really feel it. But if you can get it for $50 a month, why can't you save $1,000 per month? So a lot of companies don't have the time and the energy to look at those, and that's where we come in. Use our big data technology to do that for our companies and then save them money through that.
Okay, so I think I'm getting it now. Let's just use our little network here as an example. So we call my new friend, Bertus, at Bloomrock, and we say, take a look at Double Wide Productions, Star Worldwide Networks. You look at everything we do, aside from employment, such as our streaming costs, our internet costs, any kind of software that we're using, maybe shipping.
Some flagship services that we call flagship services that doesn't necessarily go into just all the normal third-party spend, but is much more focused on a specific category of spend. Like, for instance, companies that does a lot of shipping, we have a great software service that we provide to them. So it's a software tool that we implement that bring all the rates of all the different shipping providers into one software platform, and then the client goes in and let's say you need to ship for Star Worldwide Networks, you need to ship a package, let's say, from here to Albuquerque. Now, if you go do it yourself, you must probably go onto the internet, look at USPS or UPS or FedEx or whatever the case may be, and whatever one comes first or which one you feel comfortable with, you go and you book it and you ship your package. What we do is we give you one platform where all those rates are now available to you at your fingertips between all those providers, and it will actually also find you the best route. Because sometimes UPS or USPS, you'll be surprised, a package that goes to Albuquerque may take a whole route to New York back to Albuquerque, depending on their shipping. So we look at all of that. Our software automatically finds you the best route, the best rate, and implement that for you.
Do you look at international shipping as well?
We do. We do more on bigger packages, yes.
Right. Now, do you also weigh in on the quality of shipping, for example?
Yes, absolutely. So the quality of the shipping is also very important for a lot of clients. A lot of clients, that is their bread and butter. So if that platform doesn't get to the place it needs to be at a certain time, they might lose a client. We don't look at it just from a rate perspective, but we want to bring our client a solution that also ensures business continuity for them.
What about marketing, advertising, insurance?
So all of those smaller type of cost that is generic over most companies, like marketing, advertising, your bank rates or your bank fees and all of those things, that is where we use big data analytics. So with big data analytics, go analyze your spend against the market. What makes it very powerful for us is that with our big data analytics, we get information that arms us with the right information to go into the supplier and negotiate the rate for you. And we have those relationships with the suppliers already because we do business with them already. So let's say, for instance, we do analyze your mobile phone cost and find a saving for you, we will immediately go to that supplier. They know us. We implement the rate for you. But we go further. We make sure that we monitor and manage it for you on an ongoing basis. A lot of, especially owners of their own company, they are focused on running their business and getting their revenue. They don't have time to go see whether their cell phone bill for 20 employees is right or their bank fees are right, or their waste disposal is right, or their insurance is the best insurance rate that they can get. That's where we come in with the technology behind us that makes our negotiation power so much better because we have that information.
And you have the relationships with so many different Correct. Suppliers that your leverage is so much better than a single company can get.
Correct. Exactly. In some of our flagship services, we also, when I talk about very specific cost categories where we do our so-called flagship services, I mentioned shipping, for instance, but we also look at healthcare costs. And then we have a great service for employees, which is an employee same-day card, which is like a virtual card that you can pay your employees. But what is so great about the virtual card for employees, an employee, if they run into a difficult situation, let's say, for instance, they had a car accident or one of the kids are sick, with our service, the employee now has the opportunity to actually go and get some of their salary before the time on an emergency basis. on the Monday, they one of the kids are sick, but they only get paid on Friday. Their option only in this market, in a lot of cases, is going to a loan shark, getting a loan at an exorbitant rate. So what we do is, with a transaction fee of $2, the employee is able to get some of that money before their payday on Friday to help them over that period.
So it's an employee benefit big time. Now, if an employee's traveling, can you also load that virtual card so that they can have expenses while they're traveling and track it?
Yes. So our employee same-day card, we also do it for people that has a lot of employees that needs to travel. So a lot of employees are also in the situation whereas they need to pay for their travel and then claim back from the company. With this employee same-day card that we have, we give the company and the employer also the option to then load some of that money before the time onto the employee's card so that they have the
money. So much easier. You have a digital record. You know exactly what the employee's doing, and the employee appreciates it because they're not looking for reimbursals and everything else that's long and a ton of paperwork.
Yeah, and especially nowadays with employees who's a bit unwilling to travel, or it's just counterproductive or not effective for employees to go into an office to either go pick up a paycheck or, let's say, God forbid, they lost their credit card or their debit card, to go back into the office of their company to collect that. All of this is now virtual. They have a virtual card. It's all on their cell phone. And what is so nice about that is, I don't know if you've ever seen on TV, they actually have these cards for kids with the app that the kids can use to go manage their money. We have the grown-up or the adult version of that, where the employees now have also a tool on their smartphones. Because let's face it, most people have smartphones nowadays.
Right.
So we give them a tool as part of their employee same-day card where they can now go also manage their money and be much more responsible with their money. And we find that companies that actually does that attract much more employees and they retain the employees because the employees just love that benefit.
Absolutely. You did mention healthcare. How do you get involved in that, and how do you make it better for employees and companies?
So what we do from a healthcare perspective, the one problem that we see in the North American market is that healthcare cost is skyrocketing like nothing else. The healthcare cost per employee is actually now higher on average than what it is to have a mortgage in the U.S. So with employee healthcare benefits, what we do is we use a system that we call reference-based pricing. Now, what reference-based pricing does is it actually predetermines the cost of your healthcare at where you expend the healthcare. Like, for instance, we find 90% of healthcare cost is either doctor's visits, prescriptions, or urgent care or hospitalization. So we go in and focus on those four areas and pre-negotiate the rates for you as an employer.
For all the employees of that company?
For all the employers in your company.
Okay.
So there's like an app, for instance, that they call GoodRx. GoodRx is for if you go get your prescription at the pharmacy. I can go in at the pharmacy and pay $10 for my prescription, and you can go in after me, and for the exact same prescription, you can get $100. So it's all about how much can the company get from you, because that is a really uncontrolled market. So what we are trying to do is bring more control in for you. Why the employees love it as well is because they see a huge reduction also in their cost. Like, for instance, their prescription, when they go to a doctor, the excess payment or the additional payment that they need to pay go down. So we focus on bringing it down, not only for the employer, but also the employees. And we've seen in the last 3 years with employee healthcare costs going up by on average 5-6% per year, we've seen actually a reduction for our clients of around 5% per year in the last 3 years in a very, very growing market. My biggest concern on healthcare is I don't think we truly understand yet what is the impact of COVID on healthcare in this country, and I am pretty sure that healthcare costs will just continue to increase. So not only do we want to bring that savings to the bigger clients, but also focus on the smaller clients. So we go as low as 5 employees and bring them packages that they can look at and see how can they save money in healthcare costs for their employees, but also for their employees to save money in the whole healthcare benefits.
And this is for any state?
This is for any state, yeah.
So you mentioned as small as 5 employees in general for BloomRock. Is that where your service starts at 5 employees, and then you can go large companies as well?
Our clients range vastly. We have clients that is as small as 1 employee, right through to enterprise clients. So some of the service is more applicable for our bigger clients, and some of the service is perfect for our smaller clients. We have a client with 1 person, does a lot of shipping, so the shipping makes sense for that person. So we assisted that person with shipping. But we can get another client that has no shipping, but they might employ 30 employees. In that situation, we will go in, assist them with their healthcare cost, and look at any of their third-party supplier spend.
So your customer target is very, very wide. Do you specialize in a certain industry?
We do. BloomRock Partners has a big focus on nonprofits at the moment, because me and my employees are very focused on nonprofits and to give back. It's actually also captured in our mission statement. So we started also reaching out to a lot of nonprofits, because we feel that is our way that we can give back to the community, is by saving the nonprofits money so that they have more money for their cause. So we've been working with a few nonprofits actually in Arizona, like 1 in 10, as well as the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, in assisting them in bringing cost savings to them.
You know, it's a great point, too, for nonprofits, because their donors want to make sure that the money they're donating is being used efficiently.
And the nonprofits love this service purely because it feels like there's somebody that assists them in promoting their service, too. So as part of our service also, when we do land the nonprofit as a client, we also assist them in going out with marketing, getting them name out, utilizing our marketing tools.
How do you get your message out with BloomRock?
So we started about 9 months ago. At the moment, we use LinkedIn quite extensively. We have our website where we get that, and then we just do outreach to clients. A lot of clients doesn't know about us, and that's the problem with when you start.
But I imagine the reputation screams for you. When you do a good job for one client or one nonprofit, that reputation's going to spread pretty fast.
I hope so, and that is what we are focusing on and keep on building. For every client, we want to make sure we bring the best service to them and that they feel that they truly got value out of it. There's 2 things that we truly value from our clients' perspective. It's 1, their time, and 2, their cost. So everything we do, we focus on taking as minimal time away from them. Because in a lot of cases, I work with the owner of a company. And as a business owner, I know myself how busy you are. So you don't really have time looking at third-party things that doesn't bring revenue to you. So that's where we really focus on their time, try and make the process very pain-free for them. Do everything ourselves mostly.
Especially time.
Yes.
You're saving them time.
Yes. So we focus on saving them time. And we focus on saving them their cost. And we also make sure that in our whole drive in saving them cost, that we put our money where our mouth is. So we don't charge our client anything for our service. We are only getting paid out of the savings that we generate for our clients.
So there's no flat fee?
There's no fees. No.
That's unusual. This is a very unique business. I don't know how you figured it out. Did you create this?
No. I wish.
Well, you're the CEO. You're the big guy.
I'm part of a bigger network. So we are a group of ex-CXOs in the market that is doing this service. And we negotiate with all of the services that we provide to our clients. We bring in multi-billion dollar companies that actually perform that service for our clients and bring that then to the smaller clients. A lot of these service. What we used to see is that companies that is small doesn't have the same access to technology and utilizing that technology to bring them savings than what your smaller client has.
And they don't have your leverage.
Exactly.
With suppliers.
Yeah, so we are bringing that leverage to our clients, now bringing them the tools that was normally only really there for enterprise clients, like, for instance, big data benchmarking.
So I noticed on your website there's a place for potential clients to leave information. Do you prefer that, or do you prefer that they contact you at your office in Scottsdale? How do you prefer to onboard a new client?
they can contact me either on my mobile phone or my website. There is actually a form on the website where they can fill in, and I will get an email and I will contact them.
You will?
Yes. And I have a few sub-advisors.
I'm impressed. You're making me look bad.
Especially for local people, I try to be their face to them, sit with them, talk them through it, look at their financial statements, work them through and give them a very, very clear estimate of what we are able to potentially save them. And then the proof is in the pudding. So from there on, we need to deliver and show them the delivery and take it from there. And that's where my advice is.
So there's a relationship that gets in place and there's a lot of trust as well.
Yes.
So tell us about Bertus as a person. What do you like to do? All right, music, sports, travel, what are you into?
At the moment, I love Netflix.
You know what, though? So listen, I just read this. This is fascinating. And by the way, I do too. And I'm going to tell you how far behind I am. I am just starting. Don't laugh at me. I'm just starting Game of Thrones.
Oh, really? I've never watched Game of Thrones. Really? I'm not a Game of Thrones person.
What do you watch?
So I'm American Horror Story. I love American Horror Story. Okay. It's one of my favorite things.
Okay.
But I love the nature. I love to go out on drives. I love to drive to the lakes or to the mountains. So over weekends, I love to do that. I'm a very nature person and animal lover.
Have you been on all the hikes around town and Pinnacle Peak and Camelback and South Mountain?
Pretty much, yes. So I love to go out and see the nature. Growing up in South Africa, you know, animals are very, very close to my heart. And also animal and nature conservation is very close to my heart because I grew up in an environment like that. So that's what I really like and focus on. I play tennis now and then. I'm not a big shopper at all, so I avoid the shopping malls with everything I have. But pretty much a homebody. And
you
enjoy
and me both. I just heard this stat on Netflix, and it's amazing. So Netflix is the number one network in the world now.
Yeah.
Which I'm preaching to the choir. IT. You know how important that is. And yeah. Netflix's internet's the number one network in the world now. And I just read that you can take NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, throw in CNN and ESPN, and they still don't equal the audience on Netflix. And that's all on-demand programming.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I mean, I grew up without television. So,
at all?
Because we, in South Africa, television only came out in 1975, 76.
I didn't realize that.
So, I mean, I was still a youngster then, but
sure.
The television was really only for the rich people. Because it was so expensive because of the shortage of it. And television was only broadcast hour or two in the beginning. They went from an hour then to 2 hours, then to 3 hours. And I think only in the 90s, we got 24-hour television.
How did you get your news? Newspaper?
Our news was mainly through the radio. Because they were newspapers, so newspaper and radio. But radio was the main form of communication.
And now look at us. Everything's in the palm of your hand. And you're set. So you like to get outside and stuff. Have you made it around Arizona quite a bit, like Grand Canyon, Sedona? Yeah.
Yes, pretty much throughout Arizona, Sedona, Flagstaff, Prescott, love Prescott, Tucson.
The White Mountains, have you been in the northeast corner?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Oh, so you've been around. Have you been in the southeast corner, down by the Coronado National Monument?
No, I haven't been there.
That's pretty interesting down there. That'll surprise a lot of people, kind of the historic part down there with Tombstone and Sierra Vista and that area down there.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful state.
Very diversified, isn't it?
Yes, it's a beautiful state. I love everything about Arizona.
So with Bloom Rock, we've talked about a lot. Did we miss anything? Give your website, by the way.
My website is www.bloomrockpartners.com. So all one word, bloomrockpartners.com.
And of course, a member of the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce, which is this show. And you can always find the website there, but it's Bloom Rock, just like it sounds, B-L-O-O-M, Rock Partners. Make sure you get that in there, .com. BloomRockPartners.com. And if you own a business, like I own a business, whether it's big or small, I think the Bloom Rock can help you save some money. And Bertus, pleasure to meet you. And we're both members of the chamber.
There you go.
So welcome down, and I want to steal your accent because, like I said at the start of this interview, chicks dig accents.
Thanks for listening to the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce podcast, presented by Comerica Bank. Business leaders, business topics, local events, and more. Join us next time for the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce podcast on demand 24/7 right here on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.